The Way of Salvation and of Perfection by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. Part 1, Meditation 11, The Pain of Loss. The greatest pain of hell is not the fire, nor the darkness, nor the stench, nor any other of all the material torments of that dreadful prison of despair. It is the pain of loss, that is, the pain of having lost God, which of itself may be said to constitute hell. The soul was created to be forever united with God, and to enjoy the sight of his enrapturing countenance. God is the last end, its only good. So that all the goods of the earth and heaven without God would not make it happy. Hence, it is that if a condemned soul in hell could possess and love God, hell with all its torments would be to it a paradise. But this would be its sovereign punishment, which will render it forever inconceivably miserable, to be deprived of God for all eternity without the least hope of ever again beholding him or loving him. Jesus, my Redeemer, nailed to the cross for my sake, thou art my hope. Oh, that I had died rather than ever offended thee. The soul, being created for God, has an instinctive tendency to become united with its sovereign good, its God, but being united with the body, when it wallows in iniquity, it becomes so darkened by the created objects which allure the senses that it loses its sight, and has so little knowledge of God as no longer to desire to be united with him. But when separated from the body, and from sensible objects, then it will know that God is the only good that can render it happy. Therefore, as soon as it shall have departed hence, it will feel itself drawn with most powerful attraction towards a union with God. But having left this life an enemy of God, it will not only be kept back from him by its sins, as by a chain, but dragged by them into hell, there to be forever separated and at a distance from God. The wretched soul in the eternal dungeon will know how beautiful God is, but will not be able to behold him. It will know how admirable God is, but will not be able to love him. It will even feel itself forced by its sins to hate him. And this will be its hell of hells. It knows that it hates God, who is infinitely lovely. It will desire that it were possible to destroy God, to whom it is hateful, and to destroy itself hating God. And this will be the eternal occupation of this unhappy soul. Do thou, O Lord, have pity on me. This torment will be immensely increased by the remembrance of the graces that God bestowed upon it, and the love which he evinced towards it during its lifetime. It will especially call to mind the love of Jesus Christ in shedding his blood and laying down his life for its salvation. But ungrateful soul, not to forego its own miserable gratifications, it contended to lose God, its sovereign good, and it will find that no hope will be left of ever regaining him. Ah, my God, were I in hell, I should not be able to love thee, nor to repent of my sins. But as I have it now in my power to repent and to love thee, I am sorry with my whole soul for having offended thee, and I love thee above all things. Grant me to remember continually that hell which I have deserved, that I may love thee and with greater and greater fervor. O Mary, refuge of sinners, do not abandon me.